We're live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Edge Guardian. I have my sister Lauren Miller, and I am Estella, and I am so happy to be able to spend another week with you to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, or last month, actually, we had talked about purging and meditation, and hopefully we gave you some things that you can use to feel okay about meditating as a Christian, because meditation is good. There's several scriptures that we gave you on that. He says meditate day and night on my word in Joshua 1:8, and we're hoping that you were able to integrate that into your life. We are so excited about Edge Guardian. Lauren and I had this mission, and we shared it with you last month, and we're just really, really happy that the Lord has given us this to enrich and bless you. One of the scriptures that Lauren and I really, really love is, and not be comforted to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect to our God. That's I don't know about you, Lauren, but that scripture just really resonates with me. And I'm hoping that through this study that we'll be able to renew our mind, because that's what it's about, not emptying our mind, but renewing our mind so that we know what God wants of us.
Absolutely.
So as you know, everyone, we have you can go to our website, www.edge.in, and there's a Bible study guide that we follow every month. And if you could go in there and look at that, you'll be able to see kind of an outline of what we are about. And, Lauren, you want to go over a little bit of what that looks like for everyone?
Sure. Actually, it's kind of it's generic, so you're able to just pop in the scriptures for the month as well as your reflections, because the wording is in such a way that it gives you the opportunity to pop in where you're at. And God meets us exactly where we're at. And so this gives you the opportunity to be able to do that. So this morning, if you're listening to this, you might want to pause it, download that study guide, put the month in, April 2015, and then the Edge God in Scriptures, Edge God in Meditation. We will have a meditation at the end of this particular meeting today. And then there's questions for clarity, and then there's Edge God in Action Steps. And so with these action steps, you can set your intention for the month. This month, I want to edge God into my life in this way. This is important to me because as we know, clarity of focus leads to accuracy of response, spirit, mind, emotions, body. So once you get that clarity, this is the person I'm committed to being in God this month. Then we will be able to move forward and be able to tune into those things. God actually gave us something within our biology, our reticular activating system, that allows us to tune into those things that we choose to focus on. So the intention of the study guide is basically to give you that opportunity to get that acute focus so you can help activate your RAS, reticular activating system, and ignite the Holy Spirit to be able to assist you in the ways of God as you move forward into this month. This is a good topic today, and I'm very, very excited, Stella, that we're jumping into this. The first couple of Bible studies, as we prayed upon, the word purge came to mind. So right. what does it mean to purge? It means to get rid of something, an unwanted feeling, memory, condition, a cathartic release that provides a sense of psychological relief, and through the opening of expression of strong emotions. And so we come to God. God is, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth is our ultimate healer. And so through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to jump in. As Stella said, we talked about meditation. We're jumping in today into something very important, because we're involved with this on a daily basis: relationships. And so it's how we connect or disconnect with one another on a daily basis. I think it's important to just kind of give a quick overview of connection, that our primary, there's different ways to connect, but we have a couple of things going in our favor. And too often, because we live in such a digital age, we miss out on intonation and body language.
Exactly.
Because when we do emails, when we do texts, it's missing two of the top ways in which we communicate: our intonation and our body language. So there's a lot of room for misunderstanding. Wouldn't you agree, sister?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting that you talk about that. One of the things that I studied really in depth is communication. And communication, there's all forms of that. And you're right, when you're not seeing people and when you're not interacting, when you're not using the body language, you really don't get the whole picture. And it's an observational thing. You have to have that element to be able to fully communicate. That's why the video conferencing where you see people live are so important to integrate. Mm. Because even if you're doing things virtually, you need to have that connection piece where you see, hear, touch.
Mm-hmm. All the sensory acuity. Yep.
Yeah. All of those things you really need. So,
absolutely.
And when we talk about relationships, some of that is really missing in our life, even when we're present with someone. Mm-hmm. And especially living in California, people are so busy that they don't take the time to say hello. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way God did his thing. I mean, that's not the way Jesus walked on earth. And sometimes I have to go beyond my comfort zone to make the first step. But God wants you to open it up, because sometimes that person may be going through something, that causes them to react the way. And you can't help how people act, but you can help the way you react. So I always tell people that. So
That's a good piece, because our desire to own, control, possess, based on our own feelings of lack and scarcity at time, cause us to listen to be heard rather than listen to understand. And it's a much different practice. It's a much different practice. Mm-hmm. So if that's your focus, if you take one focus, I encourage you to tune into, okay, dear God, what's for me in this study this morning? What are three things that I can take that will add value to my relationship with you and my relationship with those in my path? And so perhaps it is. I will commit to listen to understand versus listen to be heard. And to listen to understand is an interesting practice, Stella, because it really requires dropping all need to be understood and liked. And so those are two fuels of the ego. That's why we chose this name, Edge God In versus Edge God Out. Because when we listen to be understood and liked and approved of, then we actually cut off our ability to truly empathize, sympathize, see something from someone else's perspective. And also, as the scripture says, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. But there's that other piece, is seek the needs of others above your own. And so when you just kind of have that as a template, not to be a doormat, however, to be free from concern that you're enough just as you are, because you've got that going on because of what Christ did.
We are who we are. And that's what we're here for. We're here to serve. It's not a like contest. Even though, God, I want people to like me, it bothers me when they don't. Or sometimes I question, what have I done? Sometimes you haven't done a thing.
Exactly.
It's just that, people gravitate to things they like. But I do feel that now I realize it's more important for me to leave a positive image or a positive message with those and build relationships that are that of servitude and helping people. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be out there. But one of the interesting things about this whole purging thing, which I think it's so important, and I think Easter Sunday, we just got over one of the best holidays as a Christian, God's salvation, saving us and dying on the cross. But our ability to purge is interesting, because sometimes there's relationships that we have that get in the way of our purging for Christ. Like Lauren mentioned, what are some of the steps to purge? Well, sometimes you have to separate from some of the things that are not of God, and some of those things may seem like, flashy, glowy objects, but they're, things are not of God. Like, to really purge, you need to separate. And we also talked about, stripping and emptying the trash can. I mean, what are some things in your life that you're doing that you need to throw in the trash? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I run into that I need to throw in the trash. And I'm not talking paper.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things.
Totally related. I'm filling up my trash bin every day.
And then after you've done that, then you can truly bring in God in the new. And I find that, I look at some of the relationships I've had, even with people that are not believers, and I try to think, okay, here's what I can give them. Here's the new that I can give them, the way I act, the godly way I act, you know, I can throw out a few scriptures, but, you know, I need to first, you know, really purge myself so that I can actually give anew.
It's so important to just be conscious of that as, dear God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, reveal to me those behaviors, those thoughts, those actions that don't align with the person you're calling me to be in relationships. Even just having that simple prayer and being aware of three things, because in relationships we tend to fall into three different responses that definitely invite us to consider purging. These are three different common responses in relationships when we feel under attack or misunderstood, or when we feel unliked. One of them is stonewalling, and it's basically just blocking out the presence of Christ, I feel. And it's just when you feel under attack, there's a biological response of restriction in the frontal cortex. Basically, it makes us less intelligent, and it also puts us in that ring. And as a secondary black belt in Taekwondo, I'm always thinking of that training. Our goal was to stay out of the head and into our technique, and so that you can respond quickly. Well, the technique flows from the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So when you feel that you're under attack or misunderstood, watch out for stonewalling behavior, because that's when you turn yourself off. You're like, screw it, I'm out of here. You don't understand, and it's an attack response that does not serve the presence of God, because Jesus stood in the presence of suffering without even opening his mouth. And we always want to justify our situation because of feelings of insecurity. When you feel in feelings of insecurity, that is a sign that you are not leaning your entire personality into God. And it gives you an opportunity to remember, choose this day who you will serve. Are you serving man or God? Because if you're serving man, you will feel intimidated. You will feel jealous. You will compare. You'll have envy. That's when you know you're serving man. When you're serving God, you're in that expansive place of curiosity and love that allows you to say, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. When people hurt you or misunderstand you, you're not threatened. You don't give it the power to define your sense of identity. And in relationships, as soon as you give someone the power to define you, then you start losing your greatest strength of response, which is to respond as Jesus Christ did. We're told we have the mind of Christ. So stonewalling is definitely one of the big ones. The other thing is ugly talk. We'll either stonewall or we'll experience ugly talk right away. Someone cuts you off, you start dropping the F-bomb, or you flip them off, or whatever it is that triggers you, you'll do the ugly talk. And so be very careful about the words you choose to come out of your mouth. I will often say a quick prayer when I'm feeling it just rising up in my throat and about to come out the mouth. I give you permission to override this negativity, God. I give you permission to override this negative response that's coming from lack and scarcity, forgetting that I'm safe, that you are with me, I'm not the opinions of other people, and that all things are possible for me. So purging the stonewalling, purging the ugly talk, and purging defensive behavior. That's the third one. Ugly talk, stonewalling, defensive behavior. And defensive behavior, I mean, Stella, I mean, you and I both, we definitely have experienced that. I'm sure all the callers have experienced defensive behavior, right?
Oh, yeah. It's an easy mechanism to fall back on. I mean, I love all three of those. You know, I think that those are totally reactive things that we all do and we've all been felt prone to do. I think that one of the things that I think will help, and that's helped me, you know, everyone always says, I don't have enough resources our resource is the Bible. If you look in the Bible, there is a scripture for everything in life.
Amen.
It was divinely planned that way. So everything we need in regards to responses, in regards to normal, this long as to talk, and how to handle it is in the Bible.
Absolutely.
Cracking up when I hear part of the scripture translated or said by someone, and they have no idea it came from the Word of God. So my point is, we as Christians and followers of Jesus Christ need to actually do some pre-work. And we need to prepare. Lauren and I do this every morning. We get up in the morning and we put on the whole armor of Christ. We prepare for the world. If you don't prepare for the world, you're going to
steamroll.
You're going to use bad talk, and you're going to be defensive. I've done it. I know that. So what happens is sometimes when I don't do that and I don't ground myself with the Word of God before I go out, I'll get into a situation. It may be just a traffic thing, and all of a sudden, boom, uh-oh, I know what I didn't do this morning. I didn't ground myself. So I think we as Christians need to get in the habit of doing our pre-work and our preparation for the day.
Absolutely,
utilizing
training.
The resource of Christ, training. Then we can work for Him. And then after that, we can evaluate how well we've done, because I really truly think that if part of the whole process is just making sure we're prepared, because Satan, we battle against principalities and powers, right? We totally do. Every day we go up against Satan. Believe it or not, Satan's real. And I've had some people tell me, well, I don't believe there's Satan. Yes, there is Satan. That's the bad in the world. He has dominion
the
over the earth, the darkness. So we have to prepare as Christians to fight him daily and protect other Christians and protect other people. That's that's our job.
Oh, that's so true. And so just with the flow of the Bible study and honoring the time, that we have a few scriptures. I'll share one of them. We'll kind of ping pong back and forth. But these are the scriptures to write on your Edge God In study guide. But the first one is Romans 16:17, and purging those not good for you, people in your life that are actually wreaking more havoc and distracting you from God's purposes in your life. And it says, now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. The world screams and God whispers constantly. I'll tell you, Satan's very, very creative in terms of twisting the truth. Did God really say that? Did he say that? He's a great deceiver. You have to understand the language. You have to, well, I believe that and this. So you can water down your belief a little bit, because he can't create anything. So he must destroy and twist what's already created. So he's the great accuser. So when you feel accused, or when he flips the truth or twists the truth, so he deceives you. Did God really say that? So watch out for those attacks during the day. When you ground yourself in the Word of God, as we were just talking before we began this call, in the desert, Jesus was tempted by three main things that are literally wreaking havoc in our society. He was tempted by passion. He was tempted by, hey, you can get your own bread, you can have sex, you can do this, satisfy the flesh. And Jesus responded, no. And he quoted a scripture in response to that. The other one was power. You can throw yourself off this cliff. You can do anything. You are God. You can do anything. And so to be very careful with that, he responded with scripture. And the third one was popularity. Hey, you could have this whole kingdom. You could be popular. You can do that. Just don't talk about God or Jesus or whatever. But Stella and I have talked about that, playing the fame game. So the response of Jesus Christ was always scripture to the temptations. That's why it's so powerful. So Stella, why don't you talk about the drug of approval, because that's a big one.
Oh man, and we all fall prey to this one. In Galatians 1:10, Jesus gives us a scripture that says, for I am now seeking the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were here still trying to please men, I would not be a bound servant of Christ.
That's a good one.
Guys, we don't need to please anyone but him. We don't. We shouldn't be seeking the approval of man, because I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never get it. You know,
it's like trying to squeeze lemon juice from a banana.
and you know what?
Not going to happen.
You hear people say, always your bar keeps raising. Well, man's bar keeps raising. You'll never, ever seek the approval. And you don't want to. The person that is important is Christ. And we need to know that. Our drug of approval is him. And leaning on his word and following his word is what counts. You can go to the next one.
Absolutely. So Galatians 2:20, this was the first verse that I memorized when I had my Paul Saul experience when I was 17. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ on the cross. So it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. This verse goes along with my daily prayer. Dear God, I give you permission to override me. Anytime I'm following shiny objects, anytime I'm desiring the approval of man over you. And this wreaks havoc in, even in our closest relationships with our spouses, with our children, the desire for control, to controlling the behavior of other people. Jesus allowed people to come to him as they are, without any judgment. He walked into their scene, their life, even though from onlookers it was considered sinful. He didn't walk in with judgment. He walked in with love. And that response, his first response was always love. Woman, is there anyone here to condemn you? No. Because he knew that sense of, oh my goodness, in spite of what I've done, I'm loved by God. There's nothing that is beyond the presence of God's love. And this is how Jesus showed up. So when I memorized this verse, I remember thinking, Jesus, I give you full permission to occupy me, to completely occupy me so that I can fully occupy my space and make God recognizable with where I'm at in my relationships, so that I don't move from defensiveness, envy, jealousy, all of these serpents that wreak havoc on our ability to connect effectively in our relationships, and show up with affirmation. Jesus showed up with affirmation. Is there anyone here to condemn you? Go. Begin again. And so affirmation should be the first thing off our list. One of the things that I'll encourage my clients to do in relationships when they're feeling stuck and disconnected is simply commit once a week to having an affirmation with the person you desire to connect with, where it's affirmation night and you sit eye to eye, face to face, and you express the things that you appreciate about the other person, just as God does for us. He sees us not for what we do, but for who we desire to be. And when we extend that same grace to one another, it creates an instantaneous bridge of connection and vulnerability that unleashes love. Isn't that true?
That is so true. And you know, the thing that's interesting about that too is sometimes you're able to have that face-to-face with a bad relationship. I call these crucial conversations. So sometimes you're able to have crucial conversations and people are open to it. But many times people don't know how to do that. They don't feel comfortable confronting or talking or bringing up an issue. Prayer is amazing, y'all. Prayer. You pray for that strength to have that opportunity to be open, honest, and talk about it.
It's very true. Give me the timing. The timing.
He'll, and you know what? He'll give it to you. You don't have to worry about when it's going to come. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry. He will give it to you.
That's
so I just encourage you guys to, you know, we have, at the end of the study, we have action steps. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to take one of these affirmations, take one of these we've given you, Romans, Galatians, you know, the two chapters in Galatians and verses.
Why don't you give the specifics, Stella, on the three scriptures, just so they can write them down.
Okay. So the first one is Romans 16:17. The second one is Galatians 1:10. And the third one is Galatians 2:20. Take one of those scriptures, embed it into your heart, use it, and then blog on our site. I'd love to hear, Lauren and I would love to hear how that has worked in your life. And see if it's improved the relationships that you create and the new ones that you, the ones that you've already have.
How do you do that? How do they blog? Because in terms of the direction.
Yeah, just go to our website, www.edgegotin.com, and then there are different tabs on Edge Got In, and one of them talks about a blog, and all you need to do is just reply. Because some people, it's so funny, some people are a little intimidated. Well, should I be writing on your site? Yes, it's for you. We designed it for you. We learn from you as well as you learn from us. God, we're learning all. We're all scholars in Christ. We're trying to learn, and you can put something out there that blesses our lives and others.
Mm-hmm.
So please just hit that reply and just blog anything you want. If you have to share a video, a picture, something that good that happened, something that you need prayer on, that's what we are. We are a prayer God Jesus community.
Mm-hmm. And it's and our purpose of writing when we blog is to stimulate the conversation. And so to as you read through our blogs and something moves you and you have a word of knowledge or something you want to share from your experience that you feel would be helpful for readers, then just add on to it, because we're creating an online presence for edging God in to our society. And so we definitely welcome your responses. So I think for today, because we really want to honor these Bible studies and keep them between 20 and 30 minutes, and I feel that I'm moved to do a second take on relationships, Stella, because there's so much that we can get into. For relationships, and so we'll do another recording on relationships too and get more into the specifics of how do you flip negative connections into positive with Christ, and what does it mean to have the mind of Christ in relationships. I'll write that down, because the Holy Spirit's just putting, or maybe you can write that down still. I don't know, I have my thing open.
Okay,
if you do.
Yeah.
Just how do you have the mind of Christ in relationships, and how do you flip negative connections or relationships into positive with the mind of Christ? That's just a powerful area that I feel is essential and requires our attention.
An area we struggle with, all of us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And God will give you plenty of opportunity to practice what you're teaching. There's no doubt about that. So just any closing thoughts, sister, before I close in prayer, and this is the meditation part of this.
I just say let God's word work for you. He didn't want us to be out here alone. So many people feel that they're alone, and you're not alone. And some people feel they don't have a purpose. But our purpose is written in the scriptures. If we read it and take some time, and I know that Satan gets in the way, but if you take some time and just take 15 minutes for yourself in Christ, you'll be amazed at the blessings that come towards you and what you're able to handle and what you're able to do. So I encourage you to just take those scriptures and embed them in your heart. You don't have to memorize them. Some people are better at memorizing scriptures than others, but you just need to just read it, have it somewhere, you know, a piece of paper or on your mirror in the bathroom, whatever it is, whatever way you use your affirmations, and just meditate on this word day and night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another great thing to weave into your transitions is download the Bible app. And just, I've been playing Acts, the book of Acts, because I love the urgency as well as the clarity of focus that book has in terms of what do you do now? You accept Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're living for Him. Where do we go? What do we do? There's so much hidden wisdom in the book of Acts in terms of what the first apostles did as they moved out into the world.
You know, that's a good thing. If anyone's out there that needs salvation, you know, Lauren and I are always here to walk you through those steps,
mm-hmm.
because some people don't know, you know, don't know how. They think it's works. Well, you know, faith without works is dead. You know, so there's a progression of what you need to be saved. So if you have need prayer and you need to know how to be saved and how Christ, come into the kingdom, just reach out to Lauren and I on anytime. We, you know, again, you can go to edge.in and contact us. You can join our group. On the side of our, sometimes I wish I had a visual in front of me to show you all.
Yeah, on the left side, there's a little green
sign up.
Of the main page, Edge Cut In, and you can check that out. You know, Stella, let's do a call. We'll do another recording on salvation. So we can have that available too. Well, but feel free to reach out to us. Absolutely. Please reach out to us. So I'm going to close in prayer here, and you can re-listen to this meditation as we spoke about last week in terms of the importance of coming before God, meditation or thinking about something deeply over and over and over again, as well as we also talked about sacred reading in the four stages of reading, and then having effective prayer, and then contemplating and then applying to your life. So I'm going to close with just a quick meditation prayer, and you can make it your own. So, Jesus, thank you so much for giving us another opportunity to walk closer to you today. Father God, we're just grateful that you woke us up. We are here for you, on your time, for your purposes. Give us that clarity of focus, as well as the ability to have less lag time today than yesterday in our ability to hear and respond to your voice behind us saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Give us the grace to be able to hear your voice. And we do pray the prayer of Samuel, speak, Lord, your servants listening. Show us what that looks like. Give us the grace to even use our guesses as to what your response would be to some of the things that we bring before you. What would you say? What would your response be? And to just sink into that and to allow you to speak. The world screams and you whisper. And so we pray for the grace to silence the distractions and shiny objects around us that are grabbing for our attention, to distract us from simply being still and knowing that you are God. We just thank you for the opportunity to apply these scriptures from Romans 16 and Galatians 1 and Galatians 2. And we pray for the grace to be able to step away from those dissensions and hindrances that are contrary to your teaching, to what we know to be true through your scripture, to what you say. We also pray for the grace not to seek the favor of man, but to seek your favor, to truly do an examination of consciousness and ask ourselves, am I trying to please man or God? And I pray that you would give us the grace to choose you, God, to flip it as quickly as possible, to give you more authority in our lives than our desire to be liked, to give you more authority in our lives than our desire to be approved of and acknowledged by man. May we be so grounded in our identity that we can stay in that place of love and expansive forgiveness and curiosity as Jesus did when he walked this earth, because he had such an undivided heart to serve you and to make you recognizable through his mission as your son in our salvation as he walked this earth, that he wasn't bumped by the lack of approval or the approval. So protect us, God, from compliments and complaints so that we would stay grounded in the mission for which our heart beats. Give us the strength to remember we have been crucified with you on the cross, so we don't live, but you live within us. And this life that we live in the flesh, we live by faith, eager expectation that you will bring to fruition that which you call us to step into. Give us the grace to fully occupy the space that you call us into in relationships, one of humble forgiveness and love. And help us to see those people around us as you see us, for who they truly desire to be, rather than what their behavior tends to depict in life. Sometimes we're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick, and we are compromised in terms of the faculties we have to support showing up in love. It's at those moments, Father God, that we give you permission to enter in with the power of your Holy Spirit and give us the grace that you gave to your Son, Jesus Christ, that we have access to through the Holy Spirit to respond in profound love and patience and understanding. So we pray for the grace to step away from unhealthy behaviors and responses, from stonewalling, ugly talk, and defensive behavior. Help us to take a deep breath when we're feeling flared up and remember that when we get that flare up, that we're serving man versus you. And give us the grace to begin again with clarity of focus. Have your way with us, God, in spite of ourselves. We're here on your time for your purposes, to make you recognizable. Grant us the grace to have a hunger and thirst for your scriptures and your responses into everything we do, think, speak, and linger in our daily life as we move forward. In your most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that wraps up, by God's grace, just a reflection, a Bible study on relationships. We will be returning to that, and we're very grateful for the opportunity to serve you in this way and to serve God in this way, to provide a safe space, a refuge, a mini retreat from the screams of the world. And so take your three items, perhaps there's less or more, and integrate them into your daily life. Dear God, help me to integrate what I learned today so that I can make you more recognizable today than myself.
We will see you next month. God bless you, each and every one of you.
Take care.